Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Unwrapped. It's me, Tasha Pierce. Thank you for joining me back here at the intersection between pop culture and common sense. Now, given the fact that this is the holiest holiday of Christianity, I thought I would talk a little to my MAGA Christians, our MAGA Christian friends out there in the U.S., and I would ask you, if the actions that this administration is taking as it pertains to immigrants, as it pertains to the handling of the federal workers who have been laid off, as it pertains to taking advantage of the fact that we have the world's attention, if you think that the way that this is being handled is the way that Jesus would have done it, We're going to figure this out in a logical way. If only there were instructions or a book or a book. That's right. I'm going to use the Bible to try to debunk the fact that the Republican Party of right now is chosen by God to do anything in his name, specifically Christianity, because then that would mean that you're trying to live up to the example of Jesus Christ. So, we're going to get into this. What would Jesus do in 2025? Even though most people nowadays would consider themselves Christians, you would think that they would pull most of their learnings, their teachings, the behaviors that they want to embody, they would pull that from the New Testament. But instead, most people go to the Old Testament and pull out the Ten Commandments, which a great set of rules to live by if you believe in this God. Because the first rule, of course, is to put no other God before him. I digress. These old books from the Old Testament are known as the law. You have the Ten Commandments, but there are also other laws that you had to abide by during that time that would tell you whether or not you were following the God of Abraham, the God of Moses, etc. If you have a Bible, please open it to Leviticus 19, verses 9 through 18. That's where we're going to be getting our reading from. Well, our first reading anyway. Verse 9 says, "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God." Now, verse 9 of the law says, hey, you pick up, when you're doing your harvest, you pick up everything, but you don't try to pick up stuff that's falling all out your hand. You leave that stuff for who? The poor and the stranger. In this current Christian administration, do you see your government encouraging you to leave food for the poor and the stranger? Because y'all know what a stranger is, right? I mean, besides this being somebody that you don't know, a stranger is also an immigrant, a person from a different land. and God was ordering his people to feed those immigrants and to feed the poor. And he put his name on that. Okay, so verse 15, carrying on. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Basically, just because they're poor, don't mean that you should pity them any more than you should revere the rich. Base your judgment on them on righteousness. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer or a liar among thy people. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Everything that the law in the Old Testament seems to be aiming at is that a lot of the things that we are seeing happen in this administration should not be happening if these people were truly Christian. Verse 17 says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Do not put sin on your neighbor and don't hate them. Don't hate your neighbor. But what we are seeing with this administration is a lot of division, a lot of hatred. Verse 18 goes on, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Love thy neighbor as thyself. If you will not do this to yourself, then don't do it to anybody else. That's a lot of rules. And there are far, far more rules in the Old Testament, especially when we get to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Those books, especially Deuteronomy and Leviticus, they are going to have a lot of words to live by for the Israelites during that time. Okay, but now you're like, well, the law is dead. Jesus came to replace the law, right? Because Jesus sacrificed himself so that you would have an opportunity to live. That's the way the dogma goes. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's a big one. And it kind of seems to sum all the rules up. But let's see what Jesus had to say about that. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. 34 through 40. I like this Jesus. I love it when he gets a little snarky. So if this was 2025 Jesus, he would own these Pharisees. The Pharisees, of course, were the ultra religious. We have to prove that we are the upstanding members of society, the Pharisees. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had left the Sadducees speechless, they met together. They have to conspire, right? Verse 35 says, one of them, a legal expert, tested him, tested Jesus. This is why I say I like when Jesus does this, because in verse 36, this Pharisee is trying to get Jesus in a gotcha moment. He says, teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Now, Jesus probably didn't take much time to think about it. He said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. But Jesus gave him a bonus. And that bonus was, the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it said it in the law, right? In the Old Testament book, Leviticus. When asked, what is the greatest commandment that you can live by? Jesus said, you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then Jesus went on, if you believe the Lord, Jesus went on and proved that that is the greatest commandment. Because he loved and trusted God with all his heart and all his being and all his mind, even to the point of loving his neighbor so much that he got up on a cross and he gave his life for you and for me. So Jesus said all of the law, all of the prophets depended on these two commandments. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and all your mind. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. You do those two things, then you have got it covered as far as following Jesus' teachings. I wonder why they don't want to put these two verses in schools. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Could it be that you might put yourself between you and a neighbor who is about to come to some harm? Is it because you would have to look at your neighbor and see them as equal to you? You have to ask yourself, why does it have to be the Ten Commandments? Why can't we put in the schools, you must love your neighbor as you love yourself? Because then everything else is unspirals. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. Jesus' teachings were that you were required to love the Lord and to love your neighbor. And we have not been demonstrating that as a Christian country. Not at least over these last 80 days, 90 days. We have not been exhibiting that behavior. You can't call yourself a Christian on one side of your face, and out of the other side of your face, you're doing these hateful things. This is not to say that there should not be laws and rules and regulations. But if you wouldn't do it to yourself, if you wouldn't do it to your child, don't do it to somebody else's.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
There's a section of the Bible that I used to love, love, love hearing about. And it was the Sermon on the Mount. I don't know how many of you went to vacation Bible schools and spent your summers going to kind of like a church indoctrination session. But I used to love Matthew 5, verses 3 through 12. These are called the Beatitudes, and it is from the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to figure out exactly what it takes to be blessed by Jesus. Y'all ready? Verse 3 said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before even you. Right? Nowhere here does it say we have to be putting our foot on somebody's neck and making them feel the pain, right? Nowhere does it say that in the Beatitudes. In fact, the Beatitudes seem to be saying that the people who are oppressed. Now, we also know that for the privileged, for the people doing the oppressing, equality, diversity, and inclusion feels like persecution. So they feel persecuted. It could even be you. You may feel persecuted because, we got to include other people. We got these immigrants eating over here, making money over here that I could be making. We got these black people getting jobs that they're not supposed to have. Right? Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. If your persecution, if you feel persecuted, and it's because you are not loving your neighbor as you love yourself, then you're not the persecuted one. You're just disobedient. You are supposed to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jimmy Carter kind of embodied that. Even though no person is perfect, you have to say that if there was a president who truly embodied the words that are in the Bible, and him setting out to make his life's work about giving to the world is Jimmy Carter. No way you could conjure up Donald Trump in that. Donald Trump tries to sell everything. He got a price on everything. He even has a price on the crucifixion. We talk about the Easter egg roll at the White House. The White House has the audacity to seek corporate sponsorships for its Easter event. Why do you need to brand Easter? I thought Jesus was the brand. Jesus is the reason, right? Yeah, in this article from CNN, and it was dated March 23rd. In this article, we find out that there are going to be pictures of Trump, pictures of Melania, pictures of his children. There's some Jesus stuff. And they are monetizing. If you want to have your brand in front of all of these children for Easter, come on and give us some money. Look, I don't claim to be the strongest Christian, but this seems like it would be the type of thing that the Jesus that I know would have not been down with. If you can remember, there was a time when Jesus went to the temple and people had booths set up and they were selling stuff, and Jesus got indignant. Jesus went into that temple and turned tables over and threw things around and said, "You will not make my Father's house." I believe he said a house of commerce or something like that. Here we are making the death of Jesus in this Christian administration. We're making the death of Jesus another way for this grifting White House to make money. I usually end these things with something that you can do, something that can make you feel useful in the resistance. Today, I am just going to implore you that if you found your way here as a MAGA Christian, and that the only reason that you are following this administration is because you believe, for some reason, they were chosen by God, I'm going to ask you to go back through this video to pick up the verses that I cite, to read around those verses for context. Never just take the verse and my interpretation of it. I can make it interpreted to make it sound like anything. No. Take those verses and get lost in the word. Read those verses. Check out the context around those verses. And then apply what you have learned in your heart to this current administration and ask yourself, are you worshiping God? Are you following Jesus? Or have you put another God before yours? That God being Trump. We have more reports coming out that the Trump administration wants their other people in the administration to rat out if somebody is espousing anti-Christian beliefs. And I can guarantee you, anti-Christian means against Trump. Is that what your faith requires of you? Because nowhere in the Bible does it say that you have to put your faith in one earthly man when you have had the best example in Jesus. Do that for me. And let me know down in the comments what you think. You might not agree with me. You might still see this administration as the chosen administration. And you know what? You are free to believe that. But for the rest of us, we're going to resist.
Shout out the comments, we see every word. Y'all the reason Tasha's voice gets heard. Subscribers growing, lighting up the day. With your support, we'll never fade away. Thank you, Unwrapped Family. Keep us strong. Your love and your faith help us move along. Every click, every share, y'all make us fly. Together we shine. Call for the peeps who keep it alive. Patron super chats all here on the drive. Tasha got the mic, but you fuel the vibe. This channel's a party and y'all keep it live.
Monthly supporters, give y'all a cheer. Live stream energy, you bring the gear. Every episode's magic, cause of y'all's touch.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.